It's Thinking Out Loud from KBIA. Richard King is with us. The Blues in the Schools program, they've got a lot happening this summer. And, of course, when school starts in the fall, they'll be cranked up again with a lot of the Columbia schools. We're going to find out a little bit more about that over the next few minutes. Richard, welcome. Thanks for taking the time to see us today.
It's great to be back.
Let's talk about Blues in the Schools. And first of all, we've had you on the show before, but for people maybe that aren't familiar, just kind of give us a general idea what the program does.
Well, the program, our intention is to have music educators brought into the Columbia Public Schools, mainly the elementary schools, where I think a lot of the music programs have been cut because of budget budget problems and things of that nature. So what we try and do is get teachers into each one of the elementary schools, spend some time with the kids, teach them about our American culture, and also teach them a little bit about music as well. And eventually, with certain schools, we have a they perform at the Roots and Blues Festival on the Saturday weekend of. But there's so much involved in the program. We're trying to introduce more teachers. It's going great, Darren. We're really excited.
And you mentioned a part of this that really is kind of at the root of all this. First of all, it's fun and kids enjoy, you know, doing this. But learning about music, and we all have seen the value of that in so many ways with younger kids and early childhood education, but also the historical and the cultural aspect of blues music specifically that people maybe just don't, they may be aware of it, but don't really think of it as far as putting kids of this age together with this traditional American art form.
You know, it's funny. I remember, you know, when I first took over the Blue Note, my knowledge of blues music was not quite where it should have been. I learned an awful lot, and then you realize just what an effect that has had on music all over the world, to be honest with you. I always cracked up when, you know, you see bands like the Rolling Stones and the Beatles go, well, we learned it from American blues artists.
Was
our biggest influences. So that part of it is really incredible. And I was fortunate enough to meet some of these artists and musicians, and I realized just the effect that they had on the musical all over the world.
Yeah. And it was a voice for people that didn't have a lot of outlets that were going to get heard by anybody outside of their own little neighborhood there.
Yeah, the fact that you know what scares me a little bit is it's not, you don't hear as much about blues these days as you did say even back in the 70s or 80s, or it seemed to me like you heard a lot more about it. But you know, we are seeing some artists coming up. We have some at the Roots and Blues Festival, but you know, it's something that it's so important for kids to be participate in.
We were talking a few minutes ago about the curriculum that you guys are putting together, and there's some exciting stuff going on there. Talk a little bit about how this works and the curricular aspect of this beyond just we get a guy in there and he comes and plays music for the kids.
Well, you know, the public schools, we've gotten feedback from most of the teachers, music teachers in the school, which was a great experience. We actually got to sit in a room with 20 or 30 teachers, and they sat there and told us exactly, you know, gave us the input that we needed to move this program along. But one of the things that we have known for quite a while was the fact that, you know, to present a curriculum so there could be sort of continuity in the program.
Right.
And so you could go to each school and say, here's generally what we're trying to accomplish here. And we're getting close. We've refined our curriculum, but it's certainly not where it needs to be. But we're getting very close. And once I think we get the curriculum settled on and approved, we think that this could be a statewide type of curriculum, and that would really help the program as far as we're concerned. The goal is, of course, to get the Columbia Public Schools in the Mid-Missouri area, but it would be really awesome to get the entire state on board.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, so many great musicians from Missouri and the history that goes with that, it just, again, kind of plays into what you want to see the kids in the state learning anyway. Richard King with us. Blues in the Schools is the name of the program. Talk to me about teachers. and just kind of where the teachers come from and what you're looking for in somebody to participate in this.
Well, our original teacher was T.J. Wheeler.
Oh, yeah.
And he completely took me by surprise. And there was a learning experience for me. He came to Columbia, and I believe the first school he taught at, and I believe it was the only school at the time, was Grant Elementary School. I think he did part – I do think he did something down at one of the Jeff City schools back in those early days. We're 10 years on the Roots and Blues Festival, so that's now how long I've known TJ. But the finished product that TJ had presented, I was in Flat Branch Park, and I was just stunned at what he had done, what he had accomplished. And that's where I bought in. But TJ is the originator of everything. He's a great educator. He's a great musician. And he's become a very good friend of not only the Roots and Blues Festival, but Blues in the Schools program. We've also had at it Jordan Thomas, who is a local musician. And one of the things that we've learned in our conversations with the teachers is they would like to see more musicians, local musicians, be involved, especially African-American musicians. Mm-hmm. And we're like going, tell us more, you know, because the interest is the whole school system, but they thought that was lacking. The teachers thought that was lacking. And we're like going, you know, and that was part of our conversations with the teachers. It really gave us an idea of what direction we should be going in, because those are the people that are in the classrooms. They're the ones that are sitting there with the kids. They're the ones that are teaching the kids. So the input from those guys, and that's also going to into refining our curriculum for the schools in Columbia.
Well, and they're also the people that are going to be talking to these kids half an hour later after TJ or whoever has left the school, and or hearing them 3 days later talking about, wow, that was really cool when we did this, or this was boring, or whatever. So those guys are really at the heart of it as far as that's going on. You talked a little bit about the fact that it would be kind of cool to see this go statewide. What's the dream? What's the long vision with this?
Well, the long vision, and we realize we have a ways to go, but it would be really, really an accomplishment if we were to get this program up and going across the state. There's no question about it. But right now, we want to pretty much infiltrate all of the Columbia schools and also regional, you know, Jefferson City and anything just in the general area here. And the great thing is even the private schools, they've expressed interest in the program. So that's the goal for right now. On top of the curriculum, which I believe and most of our board thinks is the key to getting this program to the level where we want
it. Expand it out, yeah. And I understand that staffing is becoming more of a deal for you guys, which is very cool to hear.
Yes, we have a gal full-time. Hilton Peoples has taken over the program. She's been with us for about 6 months. So she was involved in the Roots and Blues Festival. And the one thing that we notice about Hilton is you give her a job and she takes it and she runs with it.
Nice.
So we at the festival, we get so busy that we needed some help. And so this is working out really well. In fact, this morning, I invited her along to this little chat today, but she is spending time with James Melton with the Columbia
great.
Public Schools.
Yes, I know him very well. So talk about how people find out more if they're interested in getting plugged in or they just want to find out more about the program. Maybe they're at a school.
Yeah, well, we do have a website, and it's MissouriBits.org. That's Missouri, B-I-T-S. org, and you can get all kinds of information from that website. You can also go to the Roots and Blues website, which is Roots letter N Blues letter N BBQ.com, and there's plenty of information there. We would love people to volunteer, help us out. I know some of the teachers would love to have some assistance. There's always the financial end of it, which is a big part of the program.
Yeah.
And we've been really blessed with, not only, Darren, do we have a great board of directors that are very active in the community and people know them and appreciate what they do, but we've also have some businesses that have been just over the top understanding what we're doing and are 100% supporting of the program, which is really nice when you go into those meetings and you see these people are so supportive of what you're doing. So it's moving along. It's come a long ways since that 10-year little thing down in not Peace Park, but Flat Branch Park with TJ and 25 of his choice students from grad school.
I was there, I remember, and it was fun, but it's nice to see how far things have come since then. Richard King with the Blues in the Schools program, again, MissouriBITS.org to find out more about that.
Correct.
And I guess we'll probably see you here before too awful long, talk on roots and blues and all kinds of other stuff going on in town. You're keeping busy even without the Blue Note.
Yes, I am, Darren, and we are. We just announced we're within 100 days of the festival, so now everybody's kind of bearing down and trying to get, you know, we're getting all the production things, we're getting all the advertising things, we're getting, you know, the everything that you can imagine for a festival. We're hitting it hard.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Richard King, thanks for the time today.
Thank you very much, Darren.